Sometimes songs just get to you. You can relate to them and they seem like they were written especially for you. Other times, songs with meaningful lyrics are plain annoying. Who wants to listen to a cheesy and cliche song? Mumford & Sons is one of the few modern bands who write their songs perfectly, and their album Sigh No More is a great example. Not too cheesy, but not mind-boggling, for the most part. Even though listeners might think they do not understand the meaning of the lyrics to Mumford & Sons songs, their lyrics are deep. Yes, I did have to thoroughly dissect the songs to find the meaning, but when I did, I was surprised. Mumford & Sons sing about a lot of common issues that the average STA girl encounters. Some of these include the normal new crush or breakup, while others include losing a loved one. However, mostly this band writes about relationships, varying from family to friends. The Cave gives us a good example of how sometimes the lyrics just don't make sense. Even though I don't understand the meaning of the song, I still call The Cave one of my favorites. Maybe I am attracted to the unusual lyrics, or I might just like it because my sister introduced it to me. Whatever the reason, I find this particular song to be amazing. The four singers in the band do a really good job showing off their talent in this song, and it distracts me from the lyrics. While I listen to The Cave, I forget that I don't understand nor like the lyrics.
The harvest left no food for you to eat. You cannibal, you meat eater, you see. But I have seen the same, I know the shame in your defeat.
Another thing that makes me enjoy listening to their music is that Mumford & Sons is really good at exaggerating different parts of their songs. As you listen, you can hear the volume of the various instruments begin to increase. Then you hear what I guess you could call the climax of the song, or when the music or volume becomes very intense. You could hear this when you listen to White Blank Page. Exaggeration also makes the lyrics the focus of the song. By decreasing the volume of the instruments in the background and amplifying the volume of the different voices, it is hard not to focus on the lyrics. In the song, Sigh No More, the band adds a dramatic effect by making the lyrics the focus of the song. Although there is a little guitar in the background, everybody singing at once reinstates the importance of the lyrics.
Serve God, love me, amen. This is not the end. Live unbruised, we are friends. And I'm sorry.
Mumford & Sons' new album, Sigh No More, offers deep and meaningful lyrics that can be hard to dissect. In White Blank Page, Timshel, and Awake My Soul, listeners are able to understand the songs. Whether Marcus Mumford, Ben Lovett, Winston Marshall, and Ted Duane are singing about relationships or their own experiences, they express their thoughts in almost poetic phrases and lyrics. However, in The Cave and Dust Bowl Dance, it just isn't clear what the band is talking about. Putting aside these flaws, considering everybody has them, I have decided that Mumford & Sons' album, Sigh No More, is my favorite.